a little Afrobeat. Some good reggae. You should never give up, never give up. Just keep on trying. Never give up, believe in what. Drop in some R&B. These curves in his body. No wonder they haven't thought me. I might get wild every once in a while. All depends on the time of the night. And a taste of soca. From Bristol to the world, you're listening to Ujima 98 FM. We are you. We are Ujima.
Hi, I'm Meg Cox and I'm a sustainable fashion stylist and runway event organiser.
And I'm Mary Miner, a singer, songwriter and performer. And you're listening to the Persona Power podcast.
The Persona Power podcast is about using sustainable fashion and self-care as tools to step into your confidence, protect your mental health and strengthen your identity.
Because when you know who you are, you can thrive anywhere, on stage, online and in everyday life. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Persona Power podcast with me, Mary Miner. I'm a singer, songwriter, performer, producer, writer, event host and a radio host.
And I'm Meg Cox. I'm a Bristol-based fashion stylist and I'm a runway event organiser and also a radio host too.
And today we are talking about dressing for success.
The best topic. This topic, I could talk about this forever and ever. It's a real passion of mine to use clothes to help us achieve our dreams. I really believe that you can do anything in the right outfit.
I totally agree. I definitely feel like if I'm dressed in a way that makes me feel confident and I'm presenting myself in a way where I feel good, it definitely helps me feel better about whatever it is I'm doing. And I also find that because I'm trying to do so many different things, that it really does help me to kind of dress appropriately for the thing that I'm doing on the day that I'm doing it.
Absolutely. There's a term called enclosed cognition, which is that exactly what you described, in that you can dress a certain way to incite different feelings and emotions in the same way that like a uniform will help that person step into that role physically. You can do that with clothes too, so you can help yourself. It, like, for example, if you're going for an interview, wear your really formal, like, dress up, wear the suit, wear the dress, wear something that really allows you to embody that confidence and the professionalism as well. But you can do that day to day too, just dressing up for no matter what you're doing. Go to, like, Lidl in a prom dress. Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. If it makes you feel good, why not? But let's break it down a little bit more, because we've had a couple of styling sessions together, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in each of those styling sessions, because I have different music projects that I do, so in the first one, I went in with one of my music personas who is, I use the name Mary Miner for, and I sing soul and I sing jazz music. And I'm really very much inspired by the 50s and that kind of pin-up look. And it kind of, for me, it's kind of in keeping with the jazz stuff as well. And that is a particular look that I go for. But then when I'm doing my other project, Mary in the Mirror, that is a much more different, that's completely different, in fact, persona that I'm wearing. So I'm going to be looking for a completely different outfit for that.
I've really enjoyed styling both Mary Miner and Mary in the Mirror. It's lots of fun to really, you know, hone in on the behaviour, the aesthetic, the personality, what you're trying to exude from it, because within that you can turn that into outfits, and that's the formula that I like to work with. And would you like to explain a little bit more, or give us an example of some of the, like, personality traits that make, or the the vibes that Mary Minor in comparison to Mary in the Mirror.
Yeah, absolutely. So Mary Minor, I sort of see her as like soft, round edges, floral patterns, quite feminine, you know, like poofy skirts, poofy sleeves, you know, just like a very soft finish. And the colours would be sort of, you know, reds, pinks, maybe a bit of green, black and white, and you know, it's just a definite kind of like soft and feminine look. Whereas Mary in the Mirror, I feel like when I step into that character, I've got permission to be more edgy, more bold, a little bit more kind of metallics and like neon colours and like electric blue, purple, silver. Occasionally a splash of red, but maybe not so much red in that palette, but maybe a bit of pink. So yeah, it's completely different. And you know, like neon yellow potentially as well. It's more kind of inspired by the 80s, I think, and that kind of David Bowie, Blondie, Grace Jones, and also like, you know, more modern artists like Lady Gaga and Rihanna. But it's definitely a bit more rock and roll.
Yeah, I really enjoyed styling that one. And then for Mary Minor, I always envision the type of like cuts that the 50s would have.
Yeah.
So, and those kind of like big, bold, colourful prints as well within that too.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that just through your like outfits and knowing what those personas are, you're able to completely step into it. And that's what we all need to remember, is that we can embody any version of ourselves through clothes as a tool.
Yeah.
And how you do that is something that I suppose each of us can explore, and it's a personal exploration for each of us.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed, because basically, I had a gig recently at the Bristol Harbour Festival as Mary in the Mirror, and I had a bit of an outfit crisis because I hadn't done a Mary in the Mirror gig for ages, and I'd spent quite a lot of time cultivating this Mary Minor persona, and then suddenly I was just like, oh my goodness, what do I wear? I've forgotten how this character is and how this character dresses, and I managed to put a look together for that, but I was also a bit like, you know, my wardrobe for this character is a bit limited at the moment, because I felt like a lot of the things that I'd worn, that I had, that I'd already worn in videos or photo shoots and things like that. And so it was really kind of, okay, I need a new wardrobe for this character so that next time I'm in this position, I'm not having this outfit crisis again. But we had an amazing styling session together, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
It was so much
fun. How did you find it?
Oh, just really, really fun. What I love about Meg's styling sessions is that she will pick things out for me based on, you know, my preferences, but often there were things that I probably wouldn't have picked out for myself. And so the great thing about that is that I can have fun trying things on and just seeing what kind of things might actually work for me and work for my body shape and stuff, without, you know, that I probably, you know, without kind of, I've got my tongue tied. But what I'm trying to say is, she picked out stuff for me that when I put it on, I was like, wow, I couldn't have imagined this for myself. And yet, based on my choices, you selected that for me, which I found really interesting.
I like to push everybody out of their comfort zone a little bit. I think it's really important, not necessarily always out of your comfort zone either, but offer almost like a different perspective to the like ideals that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I was just to pick everything for you that I knew you would like,
mm-hmm.
then you're not really achieving anything within the exploration during that session.
Sure.
Because even though like you know your style, you know the Mary in the Mirror style, I think it's fun, it's exciting. It also allows you the the opportunity to evolve that style a little bit as well, because we as people and as personas as well, we always change. We're constantly evolving, constantly, you know, gaining different experience through our life experiences that will mold the people that we are today. And we're not going to be the same people that we are right now than we are, you know, in a week, a year, 10 years time. Mm-hmm. So given the opportunity to really push that idealist version of yourself, I think it's important for all of us as individuals. Like you said, trying on things that you hadn't, that you maybe wouldn't have picked out for yourself, but when you put it on, you were like, oh my God, this is great. Like, there was a gold outfit that you tried on, which was fantastic. And then the, like, really, really long, like, black and white, vibrant print, that was amazing on you as well. And both of them are Mary in the Mirror, but almost like Mary in the Mirror maybe in different environments, maybe at a different gig, maybe singing in a different light. Both of them work in the both of them work for your persona, but are almost like different facets of that personality.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's sort of pushing the boundaries, if you like, of who Mary in the Mirror is, and trying to kind of fill out that world that she exists in as well. Like, who is she? Who is Mary in the Mirror when she's going for a coffee, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And who is she, you know, when she's just shopping for groceries? It's different from when she's stepping out on stage. But I do sort of feel like, you know, like when I'm creating a persona, that I'm creating the world that they exist in as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, Mary in the Mirror, you know, she's multifaceted. So that's why it's really interesting to explore that through clothes. But for, you know, obviously we're talking about me and, you know, I'm the kind of person that steps on stage and wears all these different hats. But what about for the ordinary person that's like, not that I'm not ordinary as well, because I am, but, you know, like somebody who just, like, works in an office or works in a school, or, you know, there's lots of different people out there who want to feel confident in their clothes. Like, how can those people dress for success as well?
So, first off, you can ask yourself what you need the clothes for.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of a strange question, but what do they need? What do they need to enable you to do? Are, like you said, are you working in an office? Do you have kids? Do you have to do a school run? Do you work from home? Do you go out and see your mates all of the time? Do you go to the pub? Do you go to gigs? Do you go traveling a lot? Like, look at all of the different areas that build up your life, and then think to yourself, okay, so what areas do I feel like I need more confidence in? Or what areas am I able to dress up? Is there areas that I actually feel quite down in because I'm not able to dress up? Look at them all. And then what you can do is build your own style persona by then looking at the things that you enjoy, the hobbies you do, the music you listen to, like what are the musicians wearing, what films do you watch, is there certain eras that you are interested in, and then start to pull those kind of style identities out. And what you can do is you could do a mood board. Pinterest is a really great one to start building an actual visual representation of things. You could just go onto Pinterest and start having a look to see what you like, put it on into a mood board, and then all of a sudden you've built this style persona from the things that you enjoy and that you love. Don't listen to any of the trends that are going on, because they're just built by the fashion industry to drive demand, blah blah blah. I could go on about that for ages. Let's not go on a tangent. But that's what you can start to do, to look at what your style is. And then you can, once you kind of formulated that style persona and that visual identity, that's when you can be like, okay, let's go and have a look for the similar boots that, I don't know, Lady Gaga was wearing. Let's go and have a look for this. Let's go and have a look for that. And then once you start to collect all of these pieces of clothing within your wardrobe that really feel like you, then don't be scared to wear them wherever you want to wear them.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's sometimes the block that people find, is that, yes, they really love maybe the 70s. They really love, I don't know, the 80s power dressing, for example. But do they have the confidence to wear that out and about? Because it can be quite daunting to go out in the things that they really, really love, because maybe they're eye-catching and maybe people don't feel
mm-hmm.
comfortable enough to be seen. But what I just encourage people to do is just try it. Or try things on in small doses. So if there's a colour that you really want to wear, but it's like bright yellow, for example, bring it in a really small way. So bring it in your accessories, so that then you can start to train your eye to have that on, because first off, it'll feel foreign on you. Mm-hmm. It'll feel like it's an unusual thing, and you might get a little bit uncomfortable with having this new thing on. But just give yourself time to acclimatise to it. But also, you can plan like an event with your friends to get dressed up. You could do that. If you don't want to do it on your own, be like, right, we're going to, I don't know, a bar, we're going to a gig, we're going out for dinner. Like, go out for dinner with your friends and be like, right, we're all going to dress up today. See how that, it will make you feel amazing. I guarantee you, if you all dress up, you all are out and about, you're all encouraging each other, positive affirmations, you'll all feel good. If that's a way that will encourage you to and make you feel more comfortable with going out and about in fancier outfits, then do that. Just don't be scared. Also allow yourself to make style mistakes as well. Because we all do it. I have gone out in atrocious outfits before, but it's all part of the fun.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say that I'm one of those people that I often worry about what I look like and how I'm going to be perceived when I step out the door. And sometimes it will take me ages to leave the house because I'm like tweaking everything just to make sure that I've got it right. Because sometimes I worry that I'm going to be too much. You know, I think I struggle in between kind of having these like, you know, kind of online persona, which is perhaps a little bit more dressed up, and this like performing persona, which is a bit more dressed up, and then having this kind of ordinary, you know, just the ordinary me that just like, you know, does ordinary things, like goes for a walk in my neighborhood or whatever, and then I start to fret. I'm like, oh, should I or shouldn't I wear eyeliner? You know, like all those little micro choices. For some reason, it really affects me and I worry about how I'm going to be perceived. Do you think that's normal?
I think so. I think it's very normal, especially for women.
Yeah.
I think it's very common to feel anxious about, you know, being the extra version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially during like our childhoods, it would have been, if you look different, you would have been picked on.
Yeah.
And I know we have both spoken before about experiences with bullying.
Mm-hmm.
That really knocks your confidence, and it takes a lot to bring yourself up to be comfortable within yourself and within your skin. So it's absolutely totally normal to feel like you don't feel worried or feel anxious about being that extra version of yourself all of the time, because we've been conditioned to tone ourselves down.
Yeah, that's it. We've been conditioned to feel like that. I mean, I've always really loved makeup and experimenting with makeup, and I think, you know, I like going through phases where I don't wear any makeup at all. But I think sometimes it's like I just have to give myself permission to just wear as much makeup as I want to wear, just because I'm enjoying having fun with it. Sometimes I'll just be like messing around and I'll be like, oh, I'm going to try this colour today. And then I whack it on and then I'm like, oh my goodness, is this too much? Like, can I go outside like this now? Because I'm only going to the shops. But I think it's just like, why not? Why shouldn't I? Why shouldn't I just put as much eyeliner on as I want, put as many bold colours on as I want, you know? But I think that these little worries and concerns are things that affect us all.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it does affect us all. But I think it's all our own, it's our own personal battles, isn't it? which we all can share with people around us. Like, surround yourself with people who encourage you to do things like wearing all of the makeup that you want to wear.
Yeah.
Like, have people around you that really support you when you are stepping out of your comfort zone, because those are the people that will give you the confidence to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And yes, you might get a comment, you might get, you know, somebody mentions something about what you're wearing, but usually that's because they're jealous.
Oh, yeah, that, the old jealous monster.
Yeah. Like, if you look really cool and somebody's like, does make a comment on it, just let it pass you by. It doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't really matter. Now, what about, say, you know, somebody is starting a brand new job and they just want to feel good on their first day, and yeah, throughout their you know, the term of their employment, what would you advise them if they came to you for a styling session? How would you work with them?
I would first ask what their visual representation of formal is, because for a lot of people it looks different.
Mm-hmm.
I'd obviously like ask what the job is. What it is that they're, maybe what their example day would look like at work. But I would always encourage, for their interview and for their first day, to go in really formal, if
yeah.
possible. Or like as formal as you want to be. That doesn't necessarily always look like a three-piece suit. And brogues, or like massive shoulder pads. That's kind of like the ideal that everybody has in their head when it comes to like formal attire. And that comes from the original like power dressing in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever your formal ideal is, go in on that first day. Go in on that. Go extra if you can, because the first impressions that you get of people is really important. And yes, we can all say that we don't judge people when we first, don't judge a book by its cover, etc., but we all do make micro impressions.
Yeah.
And if you're starting a new job, you want to make the best impression that you can.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can do that just simply by what you're wearing, you're already halfway there to impressing your boss, to making a good impression in your new workplace. And the likeliness that people will say anything negative about you when you're looking cool or you're looking professional is very minimal. Then nobody is really going to make a negative comment about what you look like when you look like you've made an effort. If you turn up in jeans and a t-shirt, you're immediately, what that says about you is that you don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you don't kind of care about how other people perceive you. It gives off a lazy atmosphere around you. Even if that's not actually who you are, having the clothes that match the energy that you want to emit is really important. In also how the interactions with your colleagues go as well. If you turn up really formal and, you know, everybody else is not, you know, why are they not dressing up?
Sure. But for, like I said earlier, I think for me it's also about comfort as well, because you want to kind of make sure that you are not sitting there sweating, because your formal look is going to go out the window if you're sitting there far too hot, isn't it? And you're, you know.
So, but that's where our own perception of what, like, looking good and dressing up is. And that's where I will work with people about how we find that beautiful combo of being comfortable and looking good, because it's there. Maybe it's about getting clothes that are slightly bigger in size and then tailoring it in certain areas. That can be an option. Looking at maybe certain types of trousers or skirts that are elasticated at the waist,
mm-hmm.
so that then if you're sitting down all day, then you've got that like room to kind of sit and feel comfortable rather than, you know, being cinched in. Because yeah, that is uncomfortable. Maybe when you're in like the office or when you're at work, maybe you have like a work pair of shoes. I do this. I've got a shop here in the centre of Bristol, and I like today I've got little pointed kitten heels on, and they were in my bag when I was coming in. I cycled in today, and it's like a 45-minute cycle, so I cycled in with my trainers on, and then when I got here, I put these on because I was not going to cycle in them.
Wow, listen, that's like when I'm on stage. I love wearing heels on stage, but as soon as I come off the stage, my trainers are back on.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know,
and that's it. You're still able to step into how you wanted to look, but yeah, then you're able to make adjustments when you need the comfort.
Yeah,
because we don't all need to suffer for fashion. Yes, I am a terrible advocate for that. But we don't need to do that. Again, the clothing is there to serve us. It's our tool. So therefore, it needs to work for us, not us needing to work for it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, because I think like that kind of plays on my mind when I'm coming in here, for example. I'm always thinking, oh my goodness, it's going to be hot in the studio. But I know I'm going to be on camera as well. So, you know, I feel like maybe I haven't got it right today because I'm wearing like a little strappy vest top and and I just sort of slung a jumper over my shoulders because I was like, well, I just feel like wearing a vest top looks a little bit unprofessional. But I was just struggling today of like what to wear because, yeah.
It is hard to battle with the seasons in terms of fashion as well.
Yeah.
I would suggest when it's hot, like linens are really good to wear because they're cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And then that means that you could have like a little jacket or little shawl that's not going to make you sweat.
Yeah.
During the summer, like synthetic fabrics are going to make you sweat and probably a little bit stinky.
Yeah. It's having layers as well, isn't it? It's just like being able to sort of layer up, maybe have a little blouse on and then a light jacket.
Yeah, and like you've done, you can have things over your shoulders as well. You don't always have to physically wear every single thing. Like you could have a denim jacket or even a blazer that you have over your shoulders. Mm-hmm. You could do that. If you're wanting to wear like a little dress, you can have like a tight, maybe like a small t-shirt that's underneath,
mm-hmm.
so that then you're still like there in a dress, you're still feeling cool, but you don't then feel as exposed as if you've got your shoulders and your arms out.
Yeah, because that can be a thing as well, can't it? It's like, you know, if you're going to work, is it okay to show cleavage, for example? What would you say about that?
I think it's down to your personal thing. I think for women, we're always judged on
mm-hmm.
how we dress, how we look. And if you feel like you're... If you put in a dress on and a lot of your cleavage is out, if you feel comfortable in it, I guess go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But like I can speak from my personal perspective on it, is that I wouldn't necessarily feel comfortable having my cleavage out all the time at work.
No, I wouldn't either.
I do have a couple dresses mm-hmm. that are very low. And yes, I have worn them at work. One of them I actually did a BBC interview in, which when I look back at it now, I'm like, oh my God, maybe wasn't the best decision of dress. Did I wear it very well? Absolutely. Did I look great on TV? Yes. But looking back at it, I probably wouldn't have worn that dress because I was also then conscious of it during the day. So during the interview, I was worried about it.
Yeah. I'm very self-conscious about cleavage and I tried my best to generally keep covered up in that area. But yeah, it is hard and it's one of those things that's challenging for women, I think. And mm-hmm. It's deciding whether that's appropriate for the situation that you find yourself in. This is so interesting and we will be talking a lot more about this shortly, but we are coming up to our first little break. So thanks again to Ujima Radio, by the way, for for broadcasting the Persona Power podcast. We're very grateful to you. And we will be back after the break. So keep it locked to Ujima 98 FM. And we will be continuing this discussion very, very shortly. So, yes.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys. We will see you soon.
Keeping you informed. The BBC News, brought to you by Ujima Radio.
What you need to know. The chance to lead Bristol City on an interim basis was too hard to turn down. That's what former England manager Roy Hodgson has said in his first press conference as boss of the Robins. The 78-year-old's taken charge after the sacking of Gerhard Struber last week and will be in charge until the end of the season. He's been asked what he expects to bring to the table.
I'm hoping that with my experience and the way I work, that some of that might be different to the club and to the players and the staff around the club, and that if it's any good, hopefully some of that will be of value and advantage. In terms of performances of the team, you can, if you're lucky, have some joy fairly early on.
A woman in her 50s has died after an incident on the A4 Keynsham bypass this morning. It was shut in both directions but has at least partially reopened now. Police say their thoughts are with her family. A couple of roofers from Wiltshire have been given suspended prison sentences for defrauding customers in Bristol and South Gloucestershire out of thousands of pounds. Arthur Donlan and his son of the same name have also both been told to complete 200 hours of unpaid work. In one case, they charged an elderly man £12,000 for a roof replacement that wasn't needed. Work's been ongoing this afternoon to shore up the front of a Bristol pub that was hit by a car last night. All three emergency services were called to the Merchant's Arms in Hotwells at around 9:30 on Sunday evening. Two people were taken to hospital, with the driver arrested on suspicion of dangerous driving and driving while unfit through drugs. And Bristol Pride has unveiled more details of what's in store for the summer. Citywide events, including circus performances and comedic acts, will take place for 2 weeks before its big Pride Day event on the 11th of July. And that is your BBC News for Bristol.
The BBC News, brought to you by Ujima Radio.
Hi, I'm Meg Cox.
And I'm Mary Minor.
And you're listening to the Persona Power podcast
on Ujima Radio 98 FM.
Hello and welcome to the Persona Power podcast. Thank you to Ujima Radio for broadcasting this. I am Meg Cox and I am a Bristol-based fashion stylist, runway event organiser and radio host.
And I'm Mary Minor. I'm a singer, songwriter, performer, producer, writer as well, and a radio host and event host.
So, a lady of many talents. That's what you are.
I mean, I don't know whether it's talents or whether it's just like my brain just won't keep still and slow down and allow me to do one thing because I have ADHD. I don't know.
It's a superpower.
A superpower. That's a nice reframe. I like that. Yeah. Thank you.
So today we've been talking about dressing for success, the power of dressing up. And I wanted to talk about my personal experience with it, because I have used fashion as a tool to improve my mental health for a long time now. And it's been like, for a while, it was very much a personal journey. But recently I found myself that I was kind of struggling with my mental health and I had quite low self-esteem. And I, like, as a business owner as well, you've kind of got to pick yourself up and do everything, no matter how you're feeling. And I just needed to, like we were talking about earlier, I needed to kind of embody the confidence and embody the person that I wanted to be. So I started a challenge for myself, which was the Daily Fancy Outfit Challenge, where I every single day was dressing up. I was out in prom dresses, I've been in suits, and like everything that I within my wardrobe had kept kind of separate because they were like my special occasion things. I've just thought that I'll wear it every day. See how it makes me feel. And that was about 3 weeks ago now. And I can say that it's made a massive difference to me. It's really, really given me the confidence I was trying to look for. And in a way, it was almost like a manifestation process as well. I know that everybody's like, manifestation is like woo-woo, all this. But I really believe that if you are acting and actually existing in the version of yourself that you want to be, that could be dressing in a certain way, that could be like I don't know, getting up at a certain time, that could be kind of really embodying the thing that you want to be, you are already it. And that's what manifestation is. You have to be and exist in the kind of stage that you want to be to get there. So it was part of that, and I have seen a massive difference just in my productivity, how I feel about myself, my self-esteem. Even my business has boomed since doing this challenge, and it's made, yeah, I just can't recommend it enough to people to really look to clothes as a tool for self-care and for encouraging each of us to really like accept who we are, but also push ourselves to different opportunities and kind of give us the limitless bounds of the universe in a way. Sorry, that was a bit of a monologue, but
no, I love that. I think that's really exciting. And it's, yeah, because it's really just a testament to how clothes and how we dress ourselves can really, really make us feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad that that's working for you. And I've been inspired by you, and I've been trying to do the same. I've been trying to just, like, wear something fun every day. And, like, you know, I'm quite playful with the way I dress, you know. It's different every day. I don't have a particular thing in mind every day of what I'm going to wear. I just get up and I go, right, what's inspiring me? Like, which colours are calling to me in my wardrobe? But there's still some things in my wardrobe that I haven't worn, and I feel like I should make an effort to wear them, or if not, pass them on to someone else, because I'm in favour of, like, keeping things in my wardrobe long term. But if I've never worn them, and, like, I've got this one skirt that I bought about 2 or 3 years ago, and I've never worn it. I should wear it, shouldn't I?
Make it a challenge.
Yeah, make it a challenge to wear it.
So, yeah, like, maybe before you decide to part with it, or if you decide to part with it in the future, just use it as a challenge for now. Like, maybe what will it go with? Have a look, like, I always talk about Pinterest, but have a little look on Pinterest for that certain thing that you have, the boots, the jacket, the whatever that you're trying to think about how to wear, to get some ideas, and then just, like, try it. Yeah. Try it. I've done it before. I have a pair of cowboy boots, and they're, like, pretty high. The toe is massive. I could trip people up with that toe. Trip myself up a few times. And when I found them in a charity shop like 15 years ago, and I bought them, and I was like, I love these, but I was like a little bit intimidated by them, because I was like, what am I going to wear that with? Like, when am I going to be able to walk in 6-inch cowboy boots with such an extended toe? It just looks really weird. And I kept them in my wardrobe for probably like 5 or 6 years before I actually was like, right, I'm going to go for it. And as soon as I went for it, I was like, why have I not worn these yet? But it was a good process to go through, because I think I found a dress that was like very like 70s bohemian style, and I was like, I know the boots that they're going to go with. And it was that point that I was like, I know what I have that's going to go with this. And that's what got me out to wearing them.
Interesting.
And I still wear them to this day. When I used to live like around the centre of Bristol, I used to cycle in them. They still have oil marks on them from that.
Oh, brilliant.
But it's all part of the story. Like, sometimes you just need a little nudge. Sometimes it just needs an outfit to go with it before you can be like, aha,
yeah,
that's it.
What about people on a really tight budget, who want to look good, you know, they're trying to get a job, you know, they really need that job and they just want to look really good, mm-hmm. but they don't have a lot of money.
That's money. The fashion industry has tried to tell us that money is something that you need to look cool, but that's not the case at all.
Mm-hmm.
Charity shops, fantastic. Online, you can also rent your outfits.
Okay.
So H-U-R-R, that's quite a well-known rent, where you can rent outfits, rent dresses. You can also rent wardrobes, or like you can rent from different stylists' wardrobes and mm-hmm. things. I'm not sure if that's on there or not. But that's a good way to do it. Borrowing clothes, you can do.
Yeah.
Clothes swaps, hand-me-downs. Like, I have quite a few pieces in my wardrobe that were my mum's and my nan's. And you could go to kilo sales.
I've been to a few of those.
Which are really fun. I haven't been to one in a while, but I really enjoy the rush of it.
Yeah.
You know, getting the elbows in. Like, it's almost like an adrenaline rush. And also, like, obviously online, so like eBay, Depop.
Yeah.
You could go to a stylist like myself, mm-hmm. ask, and I always ask everybody what their budget is, so I can pick things that are within your budget, so you'd never feel like anything is out of reach. That's another option. You could get things tailored. So if you found a two-piece suit in a charity shop that you're like, I really love the print of this, but maybe it needs taken in, maybe it needs taken out a tiny bit, just so you're a little bit more comfortable during the interview or during your first day, then you can go to a local tailor's and get that done. It's not actually very expensive. A lot of people kind of see tailors as quite an expensive form of editing your clothes, but they don't necessarily need to be.
Yeah. How much would someone expect to spend at a tailor's?
Depends what you're getting done. So, like, bringing up a hem, taking in things, you could be looking at between £15 and £20.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to, this is me approximate pricing. Whereas if you're getting a suit, if you're getting a suit tailored, it'd probably be a little bit more, but you're probably looking between like £25 and £40, depending on where you've gone. So you can have a look online for different prices of things. You can look at reviews to see how people have found it. But if you've bought like a wool suit from a charity shop for like £10, what is another £35 on top of that?
Yeah.
To get something that is going to fit you and last you for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. That's another question that I think we all need to ask ourselves when we're investing in like a new wardrobe, or investing in ourselves and investing in our success through clothes, is how many times am I going to wear that?
Yeah.
Is it going to be a piece that I'm going to keep in my wardrobe forever? Then you can also look at the value within that as well.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's there are ways around it if you're on a budget. I mean, it is hard these days. It is challenging out there. But if you're going for work and you do want to put a little bit of thought into what you're wearing, something that you're going to be comfortable in, something's going to make you feel confident, and maybe putting that little bit of extra spend behind it just to go the extra mile to try and really get that job.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really quickly coming up to our next little break, so stick with us. We are the Persona Power Podcast,
whoop, whoop.
On Ujima Radio 98 FM. So thanks again, Ujima, for having us, and we apologise if you can hear the noise behind us today. They are drilling on the street behind us, so apologies for that. But keep it locked and stay with us, and we will be back with you very shortly, talking a little bit more about dressing for success, all our little tips and tricks. So see you shortly.
International Women Speak on Ujima 98 FM. Salute to women of the Quit India movement, Parabati Giri, Matangini Hazra, Kamala Devi, Tara Rani, and all the unsung heroines who fought against British colonial rule. Some imprisoned, some tortured, some killed. We salute and remember you all.
Ujima Radio, celebrating and elevating womanhood.
Parks CIC. Preventative and restorative counseling services in the heart of St. Paul's. Need to change patterns in your life? Are you stuck in the past? Do you feel no one is listening to you? Are you ready to dig deep into issues that stop you from living a regular life? And are you ready to explore those obstacles? Do you not have the support necessary to guide you through life at the moment? Then maybe counseling is for you. Confidential counseling is available from a culturally appropriate, qualified, competent counseling service right in the heart of St. Paul's. Email today, info@parkservices.org.uk. That's parcservices.org.uk, or visit the website parkservices.org.uk, or contact 131 Wilder Street, St. Paul's, Bristol, BS2 8QU.
Get ready for the next sound system sessions. Expect some heavyweight dub from Supercharged Sound System and Firmly Rooted Sound System. The night is on the 11th of April from 8 p.m. till 2:30 at Lakota in Bristol. That's Dub at Lakota with Supercharged Sound System and Firmly Rooted Sound System on the 11th of April from 8 till 2:30 a.m.
Hi, this is Desmond Brown. And anytime I'm in Bristol, I listen to the baddest radio station around, Ujima Radio.
You're listening to the Persona Power Podcast with Mary Miner.
And Meg Cox. This is a podcast about identity, personal style.
Also self-care and mental well-being as armour for both online and offline life.
Tune in on Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Ujima Radio 98 FM.
Welcome back to the Persona Power Podcast with me, Mary Miner.
And me, Meg Cox. What do you do, Mary?
Oh, lots of things. I'm a writer, I'm a music producer, I'm a singer, songwriter, performer. And I also host this podcast, as well as the cruising show on Ujima Radio and events as well.
Amazing. And I'm Meg Cox. I am a Bristol-based fashion stylist, runway event organiser, and radio host and podcast presenter. Is that the We're still new to this, still trying to figure out the titles, I guess.
We are very new to this. But today we've been talking about dressing for success, and we've been on a bit of a journey talking about all sorts of different things to do with style, fashion, and feeling good, feeling confident. But let's go back to, because I had a styling session recently with Meg, and I'd like to just sort of brag a little bit, I think, about how how good it was, and what I got out of it, because it was just, not only was it really fun, because it was like, you know, 2.5 hours just dedicated to me trying on clothes and prancing about in the Spark store with these fancy outfits on that Meg had chosen for me, but there were some revelations as well of things that I couldn't have imagined myself ever trying. And like, there was this one dress, for example, that she'd picked out for me, and it was the right colours, but it wasn't the kind of print and it wasn't the kind of shape dress that I would normally have gone for. But I was like, well, no, in the spirit of things, I'm going to try this on. Oh, my goodness. It fit me so well.
Oh, it's so good.
It just was just the right, perfect dress for me, honestly. And it matched my boots, my amazing boots, perfectly. I had got these, like, electric blue pointy boots. And I picked them out, like, for Mary in the Mirror. I was like, oh, my God, I've got to get those. So I did. And they matched the dress perfectly, didn't they?
It was made for it. The shoes were made for the dress, and the dress was made for the shoes, and the dress and the boots were made for you.
I feel like they were. And on top of that, I got another dress. So for, I think I spent about 160 something pounds. I think it was about £168. I got two dresses. I got two jumpers. I got a blouse, I got a pair of trousers, and I got a jacket. And it was the same with the jacket. I looked at the jacket and I was like, yeah, nah, that's not the kind of jacket I'd wear. But in the spirit of things, I put it on. And I put it on and I just went, oh.
Yeah, it was such a gorgeous moment.
It was just, like, I never would have picked that jacket out for myself. But But the gasp was just unreal. I was just like, oh my goodness. And do you know what? There's a couple of items, Meg, that I left behind that I think I still want. And I keep thinking about it.
Okay.
Because I did lots of little videos, you know, I did lots of little snippets of me, you know, like in the mirror and sort of walking around in the different clothes. And then when I got home yesterday, I sort of had a bit of a look through and I was like, oh, I should have kept that top and I should have kept that jacket. Do you know what I mean? It was just like, wow. So it was really fun. So I got all of those clothes for an absolute steal, obviously not including the cost of your styling sessions. Do you want to tell people a little bit about the cost and how they can book?
Yeah, so the cost of the styling session is £62, but that includes me sourcing an entire capsule wardrobe for you. That includes a optional consultation before the session as well. So if you're a bit anxious or if you just want to know a little bit more about it, if you've never done a styling session before and you're like, oh, I just don't understand any of it, you can have a video call with me, or you can come into my shop and actually have a chat with me beforehand, before your session, just so you know what's going on. You get a complimentary coffee when you first arrive, and you get 10% off anything that you want to take home with you as well. So there's no obligation for you to purchase or go home with any of it. If you just wanted to come and have a play around with outfits, you're more than welcome to do that. It's entirely your time to explore style in whatever way that means to you. So for £62 you get all of that. And it's a 2.5 hour session. If you feel like you need more time, you can request for more time. If after the session you're like, oh, I've still got loads more things that I want to try on, or you know, that there's a lot of flexibility around how you want to work with the session. And if at the end of that one you're like, I really enjoyed that, but I've got more things that I want to explore within my style, you then also get 25% off of any future sessions as well. So instead of £62, that is, I am not going to even try and do the maths right now. It's quite easy maths as well. But yeah, you then get 25% off of any future ones as well.
It's £45.50.
Thank you.
But yeah, so I went in with a really specific brief, was, you know, to kind of have clothes that were going to make me feel confident and comfortable on stage. And Meg even did a couple of little adjustments for me. So there was one dress that it was just slightly tight. It was a wonderful dress, but it was just slightly tight. It had this kind of, it was like a wrap dress and it had this little button. And it just needed a little bit of give, so she added an extra button for me, which is amazing.
Yeah, well, this is it with secondhand clothes, but with any clothes, like, you, the clothes are there to suit you. So if just adding an extra button gives you a little bit more comfort, then it's worth it, isn't it?
Yeah, because for me, style is also about comfort. I do not like feeling uncomfortable. If I feel uncomfortable in my clothes, I'm not going to be feeling confident. And that's a very personal thing to me. So the fact that she went the extra mile to make me feel comfortable was wonderful.
Aww.
And I've got at least three outfits there that I would wear on stage. And then there's some other outfits as well that I'm just going to enjoy wearing. That it's just going to be, they're just going to be fun. It's the colour palette as well. She found this sparkly fuchsia jumper.
So
it's so gorgeous. And I'm always looking for clothes in fuchsia, and I find them really hard to find. So when I saw that she'd pulled that out for me, I was like, yes, you get me. You actually get me.
I am a telepathic stylist.
She is.
I just know. I'm also seamstress. So I have made collections of clothes before. I've studied fashion design. So it's nice to be able to also like bring that back in sometimes as well, because I was doing fashion design and making collections of clothing before I started my styling business. And then since I started my styling business, it's kind of like taken a back seat for a while. So when I got the option to like even just sew in on a button, and then I also repaired a couple bits that on a pair of trousers that had come loose, and it's just fun. It's fun to be able to bring that skill to the end that kind of gives you the option of continuing to wear clothes, because just because there's a button like loose, or just because there's some stitching loose, or just because there's a button that's not in the right place, doesn't mean that we shouldn't be wearing that piece of clothing.
Absolutely. And one thing I would recommend is, if you are going for a styling session with Meg, is to take your favourite shoes, accessories and undergarments. I think, you know, like having like a strapless bra, for example, mm-hmm. for certain dresses, or, you know, whatever you feel comfortable wearing under your clothes. Like, I could have done with bringing a vest yesterday that I didn't bring, you know, but mm-hmm. but it would have been quite handy to have that. Normally, I would be wearing a vest. I normally wear a vest every day. It just so happened that yesterday I wasn't. But it does help to have those little
Absolutely.
Things. And it did help that I had my shoes there as well, that I could then be like, oh my goodness, they match.
Yeah.
You know, so I came in with a massive bag, like full of all these different shoes that, you know, so I had shoe options when I was trying on the outfits as well. And I think that's quite important, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and you're always welcome to bring in pieces that you maybe don't know what to style with, like you were saying earlier, Mary, about pieces that you have in your wardrobe and you just don't know what to do with at the moment.
Yeah,
you can bring those in with you. Mm. And you could even tell me about them beforehand, so on the style form that you'll get sent after booking the session, you can add photos in. So if yeah. there's certain, like a pair of trousers, a bag, a whatever, take a photo of it, let me know, be like, this is something I want to figure out how to style, and I will go and build outfits around it, so, and then bring it in with you, and then we can build outfits together around those pieces. And it was a good suggestion to bring in, like, either like neutral or underwear that you feel comfortable in. The option of like a strapless one is always good, like you said. But then you can also bring in things that you are comfortable in, so maybe a pair of shoes that you always wear that you know you're going to be wearing with maybe those outfits.
Yeah, and if you really are broke and you're sitting there thinking, well, actually, I can't even afford to do that, what you can do is you can get your friends round and get them to bring all their unwanted clothes mm-hmm. and just have a clothing party
yeah.
and just try stuff on, and your friends will be honest with you and tell you what suits you and what doesn't. And you can, you know, if you've got an interview or you've got a job coming up or you've got something that, you know, you really want to make an impression with, you can ask your friends for support, you can ask your family for support and get them to bring clothes around for you to try on. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, exactly,
you can have fun with it.
that's what clothing's there to have fun with.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, it's been such an interesting discussion today, and yeah, we've only got a minute left.
No, I've really loved it. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you to Ujima as well for broadcasting our podcast.
Yes, definitely. And yeah, I don't know what we'll be talking about next week, because we haven't decided yet, but we will be talking about something. So the Persona Power podcast is really talking all about identity, about confidence, about mental well-being, self-care, self-confidence, dressing well, sustainability as well. So we'll be covering all these different themes in the coming weeks. So do keep tuning in. We're very grateful to have your listeners, and do let us know. You can get in touch with me at mary_minor_music on TikTok and Instagram,
and then you can find me at clothemod clothemod on Instagram or on my website.
Wonderful. We will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Have a wonderful week. Take care.
Hi, this is Azula Bandit, and you are listening to Ujima Radio 98 FM.
I confess like I'm preaching, delve into you like the real.
Since we confess, I got one too for the remix.
I'ma be on it.
Mega.
Now when I say lullaby, it's really for metaphor, not literal, cause I don't know, catnap or otherwise sleep on ya. Who do you like this so well? Got you feeling like you live in fairy tales, and I'm your prince. Spoke your life up with one kiss, and you are like magic. You pulled up and tapped in, you made all my dreams come true. You follow me, I give you good direction under my
protection. I'll teach you a lesson. Come let me be a professor. Hell yeah, we up. We held each other down. I'ma be on this remix for the rest of my life.